Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Our opening hymn today is number 637 in your St. Michael hymnal, Nearer, My God, to Thee, number 637. Nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee, even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee. A man was sent from God, whose name was John. He came to testify to the light, to prepare a people fit for the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Normally, we celebrate the feast of the baptism of St. John, the solemnity, on the 24th of June, but tomorrow, the 24th, is the feast of the Sacred Heart, so it's been moved up. And this is one of the few occasions of the year where the feast day actually has a vigil mass, which would have taken place last night, or the mass in the day. We're using the mass during the daytime. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated in have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys, and direct the hearts of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm is, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. O Lord, you have proved me, you know me, you know when I sit and when I stand, you understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize, with all my ways you are familiar. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. Truly you have formed my inmost being, you knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you, when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Paul said, God raised up David as a king. Of him, God testified, I found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. My brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The word of the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You, child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There's no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs, asking the father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. We're told in the Gospel of St. Luke that when the Archangel Gabriel appeared to Our Lady, it was in the sixth month. The sixth month of what? Sixth month after he had appeared to Zechariah and Elizabeth. And that's why the birth of John the Baptist is 6 months before the birth of Jesus. It all kind of works out that way. There's another thing that's interesting about these birth dates. There's only three times in the year in the church that we celebrate the birth of someone. The birth of Jesus, that's Christmas. The birth of John the Baptist, that's today, and also the birth of Our Lady. All the rest, we don't celebrate their birthdays. So that's very significant. The other point here that's of interest is that when John and Jesus met in the desert, and John pointed to the apostles to go following Jesus, John said, He must increase and I must decrease. So my time is over. Now it's his time. So John was the last of the prophets, the great prophets of the Old Testament. It's that John is in the Old Testament and Jesus is in the New Testament, although John appears a little bit in the New Testament. But he's the last of the great prophets. And in a sense, he's the greatest prophet of them all. And the other thing that's interesting here is at this time of the year, the days start getting shorter. You won't notice it till September, all right? And that's because we had the birth of John the Baptist. He must decrease. So the days will be getting shorter all until about December 25th when the Lord is born, and he must increase, and the days start getting longer, although you don't notice it till March, right? Because now that's just the way it goes. But that's kind of how it's calibrated there. So what can we say about St. John? We're told here, the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. How did John become strong in spirit? Does everyone become strong in spirit? I think everybody gets the same chances and the same graces, but John did something a little bit extra. He did penance. And it's probable that he was part of a remnant of Israel known as the Essenes, E-S-S-E-N-E-S, and they were fed up with Jerusalem. And so they moved out to the desert, 20 miles down the road towards the Judean desert, and that's where they found the scrolls of the scriptures, I don't know, about 70, 80 years ago, the Dead Sea Scrolls, right? And they lived a very disciplined life. And in terms of fasting and prayer and discipline and chastity and poverty and, you know, those kind of Christian virtues that help people become strong. So there's a correlation between strength of spirit and penance. We saw this just the other day at the Feast of St. Aloysius Gonzaga. You know, he had quite a reputation of being pure and chaste and strong in spirit and available to take care of other people. So it's important that we remember that. It was said that John the Baptist didn't drink wine, that he had shaved his head he let his hair grow as one of those vows, right? Until the day of his manifestation to Israel. And he called people to repentance, and people paid attention to him. He was able to preach with power, and the people would come from all around, and they wanted to be baptized. And what did he do when Jesus appeared on the scene? He said, he must increase, I must decrease. He must increase, I must decrease. And that's very good advice for each one of us. Christ has to increase in the life, and we have to decrease. And so maybe our goal should be to imitate Christ in terms of spirit of service. And with this, I'll close with one thought. I knew of a person who, according to worldly standards, was very successful. He had a lot of businesses. He had a lot of money. And his motto was, whoever has the most wins. Can you believe that? It's kind of embarrassing. That's really kind of shocking, embarrassing, right? And he had a lot of stuff, you know, condos and homes and jets and businesses. And then, you know, just think, gosh, that's kind of embarrassing, right? But there are people like that. Whoever has the most wins. Our motto as Christians is whoever serves the most wins. Whoever serves the most wins. Because Jesus said, I've come to serve, not to be served. Now, it's true, sometimes we're tired and we don't serve as much as we should, and we ask our Lord for the strength and the grace to serve more, but, you know, that's a good thing to ask for. Lord, give me the strength to be of service. And that way, we will imitate Jesus and we'll imitate St. John the Baptist. Now, please stand for the prayers of the faithful. For Pope Francis and all church leaders, that like St. John the Baptist, they will be courageous shepherds in guiding the church and the world toward Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations, and especially for those men who are being ordained to the priesthood this year, that they may be abundantly blessed for their service, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that like St. John the Baptist, we will all take part in renouncing the evil in this world and proclaiming the good news of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation and its leaders and citizens, that all may come to understand and protect the dignity of every human life and the fundamental right of religious freedom, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Barbara Condor, she was one of the very early associates here at Relevant, a very, very good woman. For whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power, and we trust in your mercy. We ask here our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We place these offerings on your altar, O Lord, to celebrate with fitting honor the nativity of him who both foretold the coming of the world's Savior and pointed him out when he came, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In his precursor, St. John the Baptist, we praise your great glory, for you consecrated him for a singular honor among those born of women. His birth brought great rejoicing. Even in the womb he leapt for joy at the coming of human salvation. He alone of all the prophets pointed out the Lamb of Redemption, and to make holy the flowing waters, he baptized the very author of baptism, and was privileged to bear him supreme witness by the shedding of his blood. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who've died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face, Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this be. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Through the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from high will visit us. If you're watching at home or listening on the radio, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Thank you. Conceal your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. If you'd like us to pray for your special intentions, you can send them to us at our website, relevantradio.com/pray. We pray for them three times a day at Mass, during the Rosary, and during the Chaplet. After Mass, please stay tuned for The Faith Explained with Cale Clark. You'll learn something new about the Catholic faith every day. Let us pray. Having feasted at the banquet of the Heavenly Lamb, we pray, O Lord, that finding joy in the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, your Church may know, as the author of her rebirth, the Christ whose coming John foretold, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.